The devotional for today was written by Dr. Helen Blyer. It is hard to read this Lenten psalm without hearing echoes of that oldest of Advent hymns, the Magnificat, the advocacy for the oppressed, the anticipated joy, the verse, "The God has done great things for us, and we rejoice." And to go a step further and hear this song of ascent on the lips of a people oppressed, or a poor teenaged girl living on occupied land, deepens the impact of these words. It's no wonder that Dietrich Bonhoeffer called the Magnificat the most passionate, the wildest, one might even say the most revolutionary Advent hymn ever sung. So what is of reference to Advent when we anticipate the birth of the Messiah doing on Maundy Thursday, as we enter into the Triduum and the memory of Jesus' crucifixion? From its beginning to its end, the arc of Jesus' life was about the unexpected and the improbable. The God of the Incarnation chose to enter fully this experience of being human in the most outrageous of ways, a baby born into inconsequential and impoverished circumstances, and his ministry, it was the realization of the psalmist's vision and Mary's hymn, radical attention paid to those who suffer, with the promise of abundance and joy. The God of the psalmist and of Mary, the God incarnated in Jesus, is one of delight and justice, both who intends to do great things for those who need it most. Indeed, knowing something of the shape of the day that would follow, Jesus still chose to spend this one sharing a meal with his friends. But power doesn't like to be challenged, and the rich do not appreciate being sent away empty. Yes, God's subversive promise of abundance intends the flourishing of all, but getting there is inevitably disruptive. And so we prepare for that costliest day, Good Friday. Let us pray. God of the unexpected, you see our suffering and join us in its midst, promising that it will not have the final say. You desire our flourishing. You want the captive to be free, the hungry to be fed, the sorrowful to rejoice. Remind us of this when we lose heart and forget, and strengthen us to work with you towards that day when all your people can proclaim with joy, "The Lord has done great things for us."